the other side of the pond. Bill, welcome, head of Berman Leadership, executive coaching and leadership business. But that's not where your career started, was it, Bill? You worked in industry and an entrepreneur. And tell us a little bit more about your background and who you are for the listeners. So
I've had 3.5 careers. The half career was I spent some time as a chef and then in college and then realized what an awful sort of way to live your life that is.
Sorry to any chefs that might be listening and have come across this podcast.
They know what their hours are like. So, yeah. But I became a psychologist after that. So I spent my first real career was as a clinical psychologist working in community mental health centers and hospitals. And so I did that for about 10 years. And then I was a full-time academic at Fordham University. I was doing research, teaching, and clinical work. And in the early 90s, I started a consulting firm that had one really good project for the Xerox Corporation and could not sell any other projects. So, but we had built, my partner and I had built some software to run this project that was looking at outcomes of healthcare. And when we started telling people in the early 90s that we had software, they got very excited because that was the thing back then, as it still is. And so we ended up starting as a software company, which I grew and ended up leaving Fordham to run that full time and sold it to another healthcare information system in 2000. And then I worked for them for 4 years running their professional services group. So had P&L responsibility, had a team of about 30 folks that worked for me.
Yeah.
And we worked all over the country. So, and then in 2004, so sort of the residue of the dot-com bubble bursting.
Yeah.
Company really was struggling, unfortunately. And so I left and had a coach to help me think about what my next job would be. And we came up with executive coaching. So in 2004, 2005, I started doing executive coaching and I've been doing it ever since.